will heal here in Washington today, beginning a few hours from now. The focus will be his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, what it said, what it left unsaid. Mueller's testimony will be televised nationwide. AP correspondent Saker Mighani has a preview.
As special counsel, Mueller spoke publicly just once, saying 2 months ago his report speaks for itself.
I would not provide information beyond that which is already public.
For Democrats who figure much of America never read the report, just having him testify is a win.
What the impact will be on the country, I don't know.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff's panel will get second crack at Mueller after the Judiciary Committee kicks off roughly 5 hours of hearings. Even if Mueller doesn't say much, they hope to highlight what they say were President Trump's most egregious actions. He says the entire day is pointless, falsely claiming Mueller cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
There's no nothing. They're wasting their time.
Still, the president admits he may watch parts of the hearings, and Democrats hope much of America does the same. Sagar Mighani, Washington.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Democrats are hoping for dramatic revelations from Robert Mueller, they will probably be disappointed.
I don't think that there are going to be any new facts that are going to create any bombshell that everyone is going to be reacting to. However, I think that the American public is looking to hear from the person who wrote this report.
Over on the Senate side of the Capitol, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Mueller appearance will be a waste of time.
We've already heard from him. You know, it seems to me, I don't know how many times we want to see this movie again, but I think the American people have moved on past this.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies.